This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a major setback for Republican leaders on health care. Despite lobbying by President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, the House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan was not able to get enough votes to pass the American Health Care Act. Speaker Ryan said at a late-day news conference that he and the president came close to getting the needed votes, but in the end could not secure enough to pass.
Moving from an opposition party to a governing party comes with growing pains, and, well, we're feeling those growing pains today. We came really close today, but we came up short.
Ryan briefed President Trump on the situation early Friday, but could not get enough votes. The speaker said because of the bill's failure, the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, would remain the law of the land. At the White House, President Trump said the loss offers the chance to craft a new health care bill.
And just remember, this is not our bill, this is their bill. Now, when they all become civilized and get together and try and work out a great health care bill for the people of this country, we're open to it. We're totally open to it.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the plan because they said it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared that too many Americans would lose their health care insurance. Democrats, meanwhile, are hailing the defeat of the health care law as a victory for the poor and the middle class. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi of California said the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable and increased premiums for everyone else. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has issued a presidential permit enabling completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, reversing a policy put in place by former President Barack Obama. Appearing alongside TransCanada CEO in the Oval Office, Trump called the new move a part of a new era of American energy policy. He said it would lower costs, reduce reliance on foreign oil, and create thousands of U.S. jobs. The decision caps a years-long fight between environmental groups and energy industry advocates over the pipeline's fate that had become a proxy battle over global warming. There are, however, several lawsuits against the pipeline that remain to be decided in the states. The United States announced sanctions Friday on 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. The State Department said it had sanctioned 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, and the United Arab Emirates for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's missile program. The 19 other firms or individuals are believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illicit goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. The State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or who have been in areas controlled by the Islamic State group. The diplomatic cable sent by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson directed embassies to convene security and intelligence working groups to determine criteria for population sets that would warrant increased scrutiny. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the uprisings swept the region. He was accused of inciting the deaths of protesters in an 18-day-long revolt. Earlier this month, he was cleared of all those charges. The health care bill failure sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.29%. The S&P 500 dropped 0.08%. The Nasdaq was higher by 0.19%. European markets closed mixed. Asian markets finished Friday's trading higher. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.